we were. Well, I remember, if you can see any one of them, that you can look at the window, out the window, and see the Statue of Liberty. Because I remember
you were on that side then.
So then I had to be on this side. Because that's where we went to. When you walk up in the morning. The one place I would like to see now. Are you going to edit this? I don't want to say nothing wrong.
Don't worry. You say whatever you want to say. It doesn't matter. No,
because I come out with very frank things. I mean, I won't curse or anything. I'll just...
That's quite all right.
Yeah.
What would you like to see?
The main room upstairs is where we used to get our shock treatments.
I see. Well, we're going to try to find it.
Yeah.
Which room?
Fascinating, though, really.
Yeah. I think, in a way, this is much more interesting than where they restored the other building.
But this is only one phase that I'm seeing. It was other things besides that. Yeah. Before this, it was something else. I can't remember what it was before the Marine Hospital. And it was just, you know, a lot of people would say, well, I would have rather done this or done that. I am so happy that this happened to me, mm-hmm. when it happened to me, mm-hmm. as a young boy. I've learned so much about people and relating back to when I was sick.
And how old were you when you were here again? I forgot.
About 18.
You were 18.
Yeah, just about 18,
And you
19.
Had come from a...
Merchant Marine. I was in the Merchant Marine.
Right.
We made a few trips, and we got back from the Philippines. And what had happened, I got sick at home. And my mother and father being...
In Jersey.
In New Jersey, yeah. Uh-huh. And my mother and father being not learned people, my father was... you know, almost all of them are identical. Yeah, this is... if ours didn't have that type of door on it, we had either a closed door with a window door in it. It was a locked ward, you know, but they could see right in it. There was a different type of door on it that I can recall.
This would look like another
ward. But this was all lined with beds in here, and I used to have a bed approximately right over there the first time, right in that corner. I don't know whether this is the same room. No. But... Then I was transferred over to a bed here.
So your bed started off over there, and
say again?
Your bed
was right over there,
over
right there. By the door coming in. That I can remember.
Did
my
you
mother
have a nice
coming
bed
in.
And a bed and a table and a chair. Or?
Yeah, something like a hospital bed, old, very old. You know, old wire type of.
White.
And you were allowed right into the ward, yes?
Yeah. They would let her in, and she would remember better than I. I do remember quite a bit, but not that much.
Yeah. And you said that there were wire doors.
It was either wired or glass. Do you remember the doors, Ange?
I
don't remember them being solid doors.
No, they were where you could see through it. You could see through the doors.
Now, and they would give you a key to
I thought they gave me a key, but it wasn't. What I would do, they knew me because of, I was dressed. I had clothes on.
Yes.
Chambray shirt and dungarees. Yeah. And they would let me in and out because I would be a helper, either an electrician or a plumber or something.
I see. They had doors like this, there may have been a wire door besides.
Besides that.
Or a glass door, because I remember seeing through. And I remember it like coming out, there would be a bathroom or showers to the left.
But it was, all it was a hospital room.
Was the ward filled?
Oh, yeah, when we were there. Oh, yeah. It was filled.
Who were they? Who were the people who were in this ward? Were they all people from who were soldiers in World War II? Or
they were from
most
the
of them from the World War II. The fellows that I was with Corregidor and Bataan, and they were on that Bataan March, they were construction workers.
Yeah.
But I think for the Navy, because everything...
There was a lot of Navy.
Was Coast Guard, Navy, and Merchant Marine. I don't remember.
Merchant Marine, we had the Merchant Marine Academy of Sheepshead. Mm-hmm. We had a couple students that worked too hard and went off their...
So were the people who were in your ward here for physical
mental
infirmities?
All
it was
mental.
All mental.
Almost everyone was mental.
And some worse than others.
Oh, yeah.
I think this was mostly a mental hospital.
It was mental. It was all locked in. That's why I think the whole hospital was mental.
I see.
To my recollection.
I don't remember seeing anyone
Some of them had physical problems.
With broken bodies.
The one fellow that I was with, Mike Sardone, they busted him up on the wharf, and he was lame in one leg.
Yeah,
and they would go from one to the other, you know, to the hospital. But it really was experimental.
And because you weren't as bad as some of the others, they allowed you sort of free run.
Yeah.
You said you helped out as an electrician?
Yeah, or a plumber, whatever.
Were there other patients who also...
Some of them, yeah. Not too many, but there were some.
This work program sort of they led
to. Yeah. Well, it was a therapy program, actually.
Did you get paid even a little bit for doing any of that? No?
I never got money here at all. I didn't even get any time for service time.
Did you get to know any of the other patients who were here?
Well, the ones that were in the room with them, we became friends. Like I said, those that didn't have visitors, we used to incorporate them and we'd have our picnics outside. But we never got to know them intimately.
All basically young men?
All young men.
Yeah, all young men. Some younger than me. You'll see a picture of one of them that is very young.
I don't recall, just Jonesy, the...
Jonesy and the little guy, the little Italian boy.
What was
I can't remember him.
Man's...
Mike Sardone, I remember, because he killed himself in later years.
Yeah. He's the one that killed himself.
And Jonesy, the colored boy that I was with, he came here, he couldn't walk, and there was three of us that got together, and we knew it was a mental blockage. And by the time we left, he was on crutches and canes. I took him over to my house. We slept together. I fed him. And he was just a nice guy.
Uh-huh. Now, in one ward, how many nurses would there be, say, or how many?
Nurses? The male nurses?
There was
one big fella at the door.
This was the black gentleman that you spoke of.
Yeah,
before.
There was always somebody out there. There was always a guard out there.
I see.
The nurses themselves, there weren't too many, but there was always... three on call, definite, if there was a problem.
I see.
There was always three guys come running right in.
And there was a nurse's station somewhere out there, not in here necessarily.
I don't remember any women.
Uh-huh.
You remember?
All men.
All big, brawny men. I mean, not...
Do you remember any of their names?
They were...
No, I think they were the big guys because they had to handle them after they had shock treatments and everything.
But those were the guys that laid on you on the shock table.
I see.
They had to be heavy because I walked in on one of the shock treatments, and these three big guys, minimum 250 pounds, were off the ground. When they hit you with that shock treatment, you were just fluttering in the air like that there, and these three people were up in the air. Right. They laid pillows on you, laid on top of you, and then they hit you. Okay. And it was really experimental. They didn't know the fellas that I knew. It was something new just coming out.
I see. Mm-hmm. And you said that this is in an upstairs room somewhere.
Yeah, well... If you want to know just how it was, if
why don't we go and try to find the room and take it from there?
It was some experience, let me tell you.
It really is.
Could you stick close to your husband because he has the mic and he won't hear
you?
Okay.
Talk loud, Ann.
I always talk loud. That's my problem.
Maybe.
Don't want you. I got a hold of it. I just didn't want to trip you. Where these came from, I don't remember. And I had a shock wound. I was trying to remember.
Where you had
the treatment.
We were the second floor was the just the patients and doctors.
Yeah, they probably didn't invite you to that.
Yeah.
But see, this area...
Now, these may have been... may have been the padded rooms, some of them.
Is there a hall of some kind here, or a gym of some kind here? A big room down there? This looks familiar, that I can remember.
Well, yes, here's a big room in here.
Does it look like it's been padded?
Except it's locked, you can't get into it.
There's one from the down
that is open. All right, well, let's try the one down the hallway if we can get into it. Because this is the only part of the office.
Try the door.
Now... You know, that's... Oh, it'd be locked. This was a locked ward. That's why you see most of the, even in the hallways, you see the bars or gratings on there so they wouldn't jump out the window or try to, you know, jump
could
through
it
the window.
Could it have been for detainees?
Say again?
Could it have been for people who were being detained? What year were you here, sir?
I'm sorry.
What year were you here?
48. 47, 48. I believe that's just about when I was here.
Because it had been suggested at one point that this particular area with all the caging in the walls was used during the war for quote-unquote enemy aliens who were being detained for medical treatment.
It may have been that there, but I know I was here right after the war, no.
They didn't mention that.
Because they had a resident area that they called it. They called it a resident area. There was a lot of things going on here that we didn't know nothing about.
Yeah.
They didn't tell us anything. But... it was an interesting error, to say the least.
Look at the little narrow transoms.
You know,
that's
why they couldn't get in or out.
Yeah.
You know, still let the air in. But I don't understand those, the windows. What I recall is there used to be gratings on there. You know, like those gratings out
like
there.
Like out in the hallway. Yeah,
because...
they might have been removed later, yeah. I suppose it's possible.
Probably. I don't know just what's going on. But it's one of those... that I recall mostly about the treatments.
I know. I wish we could get you into one of those rooms.
Well, if you can, all right. If you can't, there's always another time. I mean, I'll be willing to make another trip back.
Do me a favor.
That the guard
and
come.
Somebody would come,
yeah.
And
because this was probably where the treatments were, and it was out of bounds.
I see.
I'm almost sure that I recall something like this here, where they used to bring us up. You know.
Is it almost
coherent or not, you know?
Yes.
And then they would take us, I can't remember whether we were sitting or standing in line, waiting in line, just the way we are now almost.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be shooting a bullet and everything, waiting for our shock treatments. They would take us, set us up one at a time, take you into the room, and when you walked in, there would be a doctor, male nurse, and three attendants, big attendants. They would salt your head with water salt as you were laying there, and then they didn't have straps like they have today. The three men just laid on top of you because it was quicker,
mm-hmm.
You know, strapping you up and taking you off. So they just laid on top of you, and then they hit you with whatever they thought was reasonable.
How many times did you undergo this?
18 times.
I was
17.
I was wrong. He got an extra one in.
That's a lot.
That's more. That's something like 13 times more than any recommended dose.
Yeah, usually they only.
And always one person at a time, correct?
Yeah.
They never
did
two people in
a
room.
And the only reason I can tell you by them picking the people up, you know, picking these fellows right off the ground, is I got in there prematurely. And when I came in, that guy was in the air.
Yeah.
Whoever he was, I don't know who he was. But what it was after that, you were out. You were completely out.
Right.
Then one of the attendants would grab your hands, arms. The other one would grab your legs, pick you off. And that's where I wanted to see this main, look like an auditorium to me or a gymnasium, and just dump you on some old dirty mattress on the floor. Uh-huh. And when you went in there, if you were one of the last ones, you had maybe 15 or 20 guys laying around that floor.
Mm.
And when you got up and said, okay. Then you say, well, where do I go from here? So you go back to your room. Just stay over here, and they'll let us out one at a time. And
why were they doing this? What did they hope to correct by doing this?
I think people that have nervous breakdowns, they were trying to get them.
Well, they call them different than nervous breakdowns at that time. It was actually, I honestly believe, that these doctors were experimenting to see what would or what wouldn't work. Because a needle every morning.
Yes.
They would give me insulin shot. Don't forget, I was all morning.
Yes.
They would give me insulin shot. Don't forget, I was a lot thinner then. I was about 128 pounds at the time.
Exactly.
And it was just a fascinating era.
Well, let's go over down and up to the other room and see if maybe
sounds
this
good.
Is one of the rooms.
What's that wire in?
That please
that all? Oh, he had black hair and black beady eyes that looked like they could see right through you.
Uh-huh. Was he the only doctor that you dealt with?
That was the only one that I dealt with that had him. I think there were other doctors, yes, but I think they had designated patients.
Yeah.
So they had their history, because there was always papers that they had to write down. So I think they were assigned like on a one-to-one basis, or each doctor had just so many to cover.
I see.
Hmm.
It was interesting, though.
It was interesting.
Frightening.
I'd do it all over again.
Frightening. It's more like it. Interesting. Huh? Frightening.
I'd do it all over again. I'd do my whole life all over again. Really, I would. Honestly.
Maybe he does. He's talking like that. He belongs here.
I'd do my whole life all over again.
Your television, you can move right
now.
No TV. No radio.
That was an interesting life. That part of my life that was very interesting. It's... It was a good part of my life.
What he gained out of it, for about a year after, he had no self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it took me a long time then.
He was so dependent on the doctors and what they say. He was so ready, just like people, our generation and generation before us, whatever the doctor said, they knew what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. No one questioned. Today, everyone questions.
Yeah.
But then you figured if the doctor said this, or you just did it, you know. So he had no confidence coming out, because after a while he was on leave. You know how you get a furlough or something. Mm-hmm. He had weekends home and then had to come back until he was discharged. But that's how it was. It was just on a field day.
And surely the shock treatment would have had some effect, you know.
Well, I don't think he really needed any
at the
time.
Not really. I wasn't in that. Knowing now that there was no need for the shock treatment.
I don't think he really. I think what he really needed was just someone to talk to over the experiences that he had.
My wife used to get up. I used to get up at night and talk to her for hours on end. And I'm doing something wrong.
Just drop the wire.
See, we've never done this before. We've never actually. This is the first time we've ever used this equipment out with someone like this. So you'll have to experience.
No, this is a good experience for all of us.
Yep, this is our first time out on the field, so to speak, in the field.
This is good.
Actually, we're going to head back.
Whenever you say.
My feet are getting cold.
Everybody is. It's been very good though.
Now, basically, this is a secure building. I mean, it won't fall down.
Now, why are there cages on the lights? Because obviously, if these people were incapacitated, they wouldn't be jumping up there. I mean, why would there be cages on the lights?
Whatever they get their hands on, throw it at
them. I see.
Some of these people were. I mean, like I was telling the other fella there that. You know, you'd be waking in the middle of the night, people screaming.
Yeah.
I mean, going through nightmares. Some of these guys from Batanda were on that march. They would really, have nightmares, big nightmares.
Well, what a frightening environment, actually, to be in. You can see why they would have to have everything so heavily guarded.
Oh, yeah, because you just didn't know.
Well, they didn't know where to put us.
Right.
They really didn't know where the heck to put us.
That's true, because they weren't putting them in with bodies that were mangled and everything.
Right.
These were of the mind.
It was a different kind of incapacitation.
And it was different. So for them to be when someone that has got a broken leg or legs amputated that have their own sorrows, and to have someone that with the mind that's destroyed, you know, you just don't put them together.
Were there people who were severely physically incapacitated here? No, this was strictly...
A couple of them that were, limpers
people, I guess, that had both a mental... But I believe they're all mental, because we didn't see any broken bodies here.
No.
We found that in New Jersey in the Veterans Hospital there, and the Lions by us. They have all those hospitals for those that lost their limbs. But this was for the mind.
I see.
This is just what it was. It was not that big. I mean, there weren't too many of us here, I don't believe.
The ward was filled,
The ward was filled.
Let me tell you, I don't know how old you are, but that man up there is going to start one that I cannot believe that any human being should go to war. No way.
Well, I'm with you.
Not if they were here to see what it did.
Take Bush and Hussein, throw them in a ring, and whoever comes out winner. Watch, Andrew.
Why don't we go outside and we'll turn off the picnics and get some sunlight? It's warmer out there, probably.
Yeah, a lot better for all of us. You walk in front, Andrew.
kind of line that up.
Okay. But it was a interesting experience.
Cayman,
the room there where the stage.
It certainly is the longest hallway in the entire complex.
In the entire
world. Well, you know, you got to go
to the hospital wards there. Everything is so broken up. No corridor is more than I'd say.
No, no. These were, I recall Roman days. Well, you had to be in bed at a certain time, you know, and they gave you your pills, whatever they said that you would use. But the biggest recollection I had was the shock room, because that really put an imprint on me.
Do you remember perhaps consulting with a doctor in this building? This was administration. This was offices.
Probably where it was, one of these offices.
Ma'am? Yeah. Do you recall being in this building at all? Because this building was, you know, for administration, where there would be offices.
Ken, let me see this room over here. Yeah, this is something like the office that I would come into. He'd be sitting at a desk, could have all kinds of different things. And this would be about what I recall because of the sunlight coming in a lot. And most of my...
You went for consultation.
Yeah. Could have been one of the offices that I remember. I'm not really sure, but it looks like it because it was a very brightly lit room. You know, I used to talk to them. And, you know, you spend maybe an hour and a half with them talking about different things. He would never talk to you, though. He would listen to what you had to say.
That's the doctor.
Typical. Yeah, the doctor. Yeah.
Were there any other caseworkers that would talk to you, or would it just usually be the
No, nothing really. We never had any group therapy. It was strictly one-on-one with the doctors. And that's about what I remember. But there were quite a few of us. And I think he was going back and forth from here to Staten Island, and he would do work over there. But he was a good doctor, I mean, for that period of time, I guess. So, what to say.
Through the whole interview, how did you end up here in the first place?
Well, in Merchant Marine, when I cracked up at home, about a week before I got sick, I dove through a second-story window.
Why did you do that?
Well, I had a feeling that I was on the ship and the ship was sinking, and I dove and I woke up when I was halfway through, and my mother and father didn't know what to do with me because they weren't, my father was an illiterate, very good man though, I mean, I didn't mean that knocking them or anything, and my mother was alcoholic, which is what I am, was, and I just cracked one day. I couldn't control.
Did
like
you have
you
a vision
control
or
excuse me?
Was it a vision? Were you hallucinating or what?
No, just that I couldn't. If I wanted to walk or I wanted to run, that's the main thing.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to run and get away from everything. And my brother said, "Well, we better, you know, see a doctor." So I went to see a doctor, and my folks didn't have any money. So what they did was say, "Well, let's find out from the Merchant Marine," because I was still in the Merchant Marine.
Mm-hmm.
So they took me over to Staten Island. They put me in the locked padded cell, and I told my mother and father not to do anything but that, and so the doctor recommended coming over here, so
I see.
Came over here.
I see. And this area here is where you guys had picnics, yes?
Yeah, we used to come out here and the whole gang of us having picnics, and
now when you say the whole gang, are you talking about other people?
Other people coming to see their loved ones.
Uh-huh.
And we would all sit, most of the guys out here. There weren't any women here.
Right.
Except over on the other side.
Now, were there women? There were no women
and
patients that you know of.
I don't
here.
Recall of any women here, whether they were patients or whether they were.
Not even. You said you
not even nurses.
Any women.
Angie? Angie? You don't remember any women nurses, do you?
No.
Do you remember any women personnel at all, for instance?
I'll tell you the truth now.
Secretaries for the doctors, anything like that?
They won't be able to hear you from there, Ann.
No, I don't recall any. I was the only woman.
You were the only woman.
No, there were, you know, other than visitors.
This is the fellow I was talking to you about.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can see.
Boy, it sure did look different.
Approximately where the heck it is.
Yep.
It was all cleaned up there. This is the fellow from Bataan. And this is Jones. I got a
couple
other pictures
inside. Well, now this pergola is that right there.
Right there, yeah. So we were probably standing a little different.
Right, you were on that
side. You
can
see it here. We were over there looking this way.
Right.
We had the run of everything here.
Well, and of course, you know, in the museum is a wheelchair very similar to this one.
Well, it'll probably be one of them. I wouldn't doubt it in the least. I got a lot of other pictures in there that...
Yeah, well, we'll go into the
other building. Why don't we get out of this cold area?
Yeah,
why don't
we go over to the other building, and because your friends are going to be meeting you in a little bit.
Can I interrupt one more? Ever see where they regulated the amount of electric current that someone would receive in here.
Yeah.
Was that on the floor below?
No, the regulation was they had volt and amp meters. I don't know what they were, but they had the meters right on the machine where you were standing or laying. Mm-hmm.
Did that operate on a separate battery or did that come
No, that was house current.
Right from the house?
No, they really gave you a good jolt there. It's like an electric chair.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing as an electric chair, except it's, you know, that much lighter. But they could bring up the voltage on you, or amperage, whatever they were giving you. No, but when you walked in, the doctor was there, and first thing they would do would rub the salt on your head for conductivity, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. And then you laid there, and, you know, you're shaking like a leaf before you even get hit. And then it hits you, and you're out. I mean, you're out like a light as soon as it touched you.
I see.
But I don't know how much they gave you or what the regulation was on it, whatever the doctor recommended, I guess.
I see.
I'm not sure that there had to be a doctor there, though. I'm almost sure there was a specialist.
Did this look like a sort of movable unit?
Yeah,
or was this
It
wasn't
portable.
Built into the wall?
No. It wasn't that big a unit.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually some sort of a gauge of some kind.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Grandchildren, you know, really had a good, like I said, I would do my whole life all over again. And the best thing I can do is give my children my life, if they would have it half as good as I had it. Mostly travel.
Mm.
Yeah. Travel back and forth to Florida. Hey, feel this heat.
Feel this heat.
Just the pictures that I had.
Yeah, I'm very interested in seeing those.
Well, let me see what I got here. These my wife did for the...
It used to be.
Where the heck? Where I was overseas. Let me see where I can get the hospital.
Oh, yes, there are the buildings.
And you can see from here just where we were.
Now, let's see. Which one? You're in the...
Now that's me.
That's you.
That's Andrew,
yes.
My wife. This is Mike Chardon. He was one on the Bataan.
Yes.
And that was my best man in the Marines, and that was my mother. That was my dad.
Yep, this is the pergola down in there.
Yeah, you can't see really too much. But that's the only pick. Now, my brother may have more. I'd like to get some from him if he hasn't. Because he came over to visit me.
Well, it's great that you have them.
Some memories.
Yep. The old water tower you can see in the background, which is gone now. It's a different water tower.
Yeah. I don't think there's any more pictures of that, the hospital. It's just my boats. But I grew up. That was my gas station. 30 years.
Really? Texaco.
Yeah. Kind of plowing we used to do. That was my baby right there. But now I fly.
And may I see the snapshots again, please? Can you get a close up of these flying, do you think? No? Yes? Want to try? Let me get one that's. Can I put them on the table? You may not. one of these photographs. Right. Let's see if we can get a shot of you holding the photograph. Is that what you're going tonight?
Yeah, that's the shindig they put on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why they do it. It's like their 4th of July.
Uh-huh.
But the ambassador will be there. And this guy here, believe it or not, he's a delegate for Saudi Arabia.
Uh-huh. He's just one of the guys there.
Well, see, what Joe does is he takes the young people from Kuwait and Saudi Arabia and brings them over here for college. Mm-hmm. And this man here is very interested in this country. Really a beautiful man.
Well, you know, I wanted to say to you, I want to thank you very much for coming out here giving us the tour of Island 3 and telling us a lot of stuff that, you know, we really know very little about what went on over there.
Well, the only thing I can tell you is just what I recall of what went on. But there must be so much other history behind that.
Yes, I'm sure there is.
Than just my little segment of 5.5 months.
Well, and there may be other people that we just have to find that could help fill in all the gaps.
Well, I don't know how you would advertise for something like that. Maybe a little short ad. Why don't you call up the Times and ask them if they can donate some time?
Or something like that.
Or get a hold of Donald Trump and ask him to donate some of his time on television.
Well, anyway, I want to officially thank you very much for coming out here.
I appreciate it.
If you ever come out
again,
or if you
can get a copy of that for me, I would really appreciate it. If you can, you know.
I know we can get a copy of the cassette